Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are here reacting in the studio with Sheikh Ali Qummi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Ali, how are you? And welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So jazakallah for taking time out, Sheikh Ali. We have this video today that we're going to be reacting to. It's actually a person who is from the Jewish faith, and he talks a little bit about Zionism. So with that quick intro, we go ahead and react, inshallah.
Okay. Because we're Jews, it's being done in our name. We have to stand up and yell. It's not anti-Semitism to be against Zionism. On the contrary, we are attacked. Even when I went out in New York, my car tires were slashed, the windows, the mirrors broken, and so forth. But we don't care. We're going out anyway.
Wherever there is a large Jewish community, wherever there's a very religious Jewish community, even if it's not large, they will be in opposition to the existence of the Zionist state of Israel because it is antithetical to Judaism. Zionism is a movement that started around 150 years ago. That's just really recently, relatively recently. And it's a movement of people who were totally estranged from the Jewish religion. They were nationalists. They weren't practicing the religion as a whole. And they wanted a convenient community, a land, a nation that they should feel comfortable and proud of themselves. The Jews never attempted, even though we went through hardships, the Inquisition, the Crusades, and we suffered a lot, but we never attempted to reestablish a Jewish sovereignty, a Jewish nationhood, a Jewish kingdom, because we know it's verboten, it's forbidden, it's just not acceptable according to Judaism to have our own state.
Sheikh Ali Qummi, I know we're about like halfway through the video, but because there's so much information that he covers in this about 2.5-3 minutes, mm-hmm. I just wanted to take a quick pause and, you know, maybe just react to these first, 1.5 minutes that we saw. You know, mainly this idea that he's Jewish, right? And he's Orthodox Jewish. And he clearly differentiates between Zionism and Judaism. And some of the things that he has faced. I mean, you know, your initial reactions on this.
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think he said a very key word in the very beginning of this video. He said that the religious Jews, right? He differentiated those religious Jews, whether they're in big numbers or small numbers, they would be opposed to Zionism. Right. So if you he's already like drawing a line between the two, and he's saying that the two are not the same, right?
Right.
Now, we've said it before too in different places that Zionism is different from Judaism, and Zionism is not a religion.
Right, it's a political ideology, as you
said. Zionism, as I've said it before, and you know, many intellectual people have said it, it is a political ideology. If you go in and look at the history of Zionism, how it came into being, what their slogans are, what their roadmap is, it is all about land grab. You know, it's a big mafia, right?
It's this ethnocentric nationalist.
Exactly. Mm. They are, all they're doing is to take control of the world. Mm. It's not just Nile to Euphrates, you know. As we can see, like, you know, when we're in the US, right? Mm. When you look at the system over there, the footprint of the Zionists and their lobbies is so obvious for everyone.
Yeah, AIPAC is one of the most
just
powerful
one of them,
lobbies.
Right?
Yeah, it's just one of them. Yeah.
You go into like pharmaceuticals, you go into banking sector, right? You go into, for instance, the ammunition and guns and all that
music
stuff,
industry,
right?
Entertainment
music
industry,
exactly. Movies and everything, right? So you start tracing back to the people who are involved there, who are funding these, you know, areas of human life and human society, see that it's all predominantly Zionists.
Right.
What's going on in the world, right?
And he clearly differentiates between Zionists
so
and religious
exactly.
Jews.
He says that Judaism is different, you know, as a religion. For instance, you know, him being an authority on Judaism, he says that
he's
forbidden.
A rabbi. Yeah.
You know, he says it's forbidden to establish a government. Mm.
Yeah.
Right. By the Jewish people in this time.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is it's amazing, right? Because how is it possible that it just shows you so many different things, right?
Exactly.
Namely that these Zionists have come and in the name of Judaism are not only destroying the Jewish faith, making it look bad, tarnishing. They've hijacked
Judaism, right? Just like what ISIS tried to do. but they were unsuccessful, right?
Right.
Yeah. ISIS tried to hijack Islam. Mm. They failed, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you know, thanks and jazakallah to all our Islamic scholars and the Muslims at large, you know, in different parts of the world who made sure that they exclude these takfiri, Wahhabi, you know, terrorists and, you know, and they just, you know, park them on the side and they say that we have nothing to do with them. Alhamdulillah, you know, Zionism, you know, this is exactly what I can feel him. This is what the Jewish rabbis are trying to do and the religious Jewish community throughout the world, you know, which even in Iran, there are so many Jews living here.
Yeah, they actually have representation Jews, right? In the parliament.
Exactly.
Based upon being Jews.
Exactly.
Which you don't even see in countries, in any Western country.
They're religious denomination.
What Western country, this is interesting, we just kind of stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
But what Western country gives a religious minority a seat in Congress or Senate or parliament just based upon their religious affiliation? And here, Iran does that. They give a seat to the Jewish people just based upon their faith, so that they are represented in the parliament.
Same thing with Sunnis, you know. Although Shias and Sunnis are, you know, they have their differences, you know, academic differences, but they have, you know, seat in the government and different authorities and positions. Mm. And this is how you need to treat the minorities or the different, you know, religious circles, right, or communities, right.
So Sheikh Ali, let's go ahead and watch the rest of the rest of the clip.
I just wanted to say you know, when it comes to the Jewish people, the religious Jewish people, you know, who are God-fearing Jewish people, who have humanity in them, right? Who stand up for the people of Palestine just because they're oppressed.
Right.
They stand up for the oppressed Muslims, oppressed Christians, oppressed Jewish people. You know, there are those Jews available out there. You know, you
go and they actually protested in the U.S. Congress.
I've met them. I've worked with some of them, you know, back in the day. Now, you know, this is very entirely different from a racist ideology that is based on self-interest and terrorism, which is the Zionist regime of Israel.
Yeah, excellent.
Very different, these two things are.
So let's go ahead and watch the rest of that.
Sure.
Remember, the religion is 3,000 years ago. But 2,000 years ago, we were sent into exile by God. We have to be loyal citizens in every country we reside. And we're not to attempt to leave exile because it's a godly declared exile. Jews lived with a distinctly different religion than the Muslims, but it was never a problem. In fact, it's more than that. The Muslims took in the Jews by the Inquisition, where they tried to torture Jews to convert to Christianity. It was the Muslim countries that embraced the Jews and took them in, and the Jews were able to flourish. They realized, in order to get a lot of massive support from the world, evangelistic Christians, Jews who don't know the Torah, don't know their laws, who don't practice the laws, so they knew they'll go to Palestine and they'll be able to tell everybody, oh, this is the God-given land to the Jewish people. They automatically started breaching and transgressing the laws of the Torah, not to kill and not to steal, not to oppress a people, because they wanted to make their national home in a land that was inhabited by the Palestinian people. Now, right at the beginning, when they said, oh, it's an empty land. And if anybody stood up against them, they said, because you hate the Jews and you're an anti-Semite. They treat us like the worst terrorists in the world. When a boy or girl turns 17, they become a criminal, even if they're not demonstrating, because we refuse to serve in the IDF. They yell at me as a Holocaust denier when my grandparents were killed in Auschwitz. My father escaped Hungary when the Nazis came in. My father was in Auschwitz. The, almost the entire families were wiped out. I live and breathe Holocaust. How dare they claim that we're Holocaust deniers? But that's just part of that, the vile Zionism, that they have the power of the most expensive PR and the power of AIPAC that influences, put pressure on politicians to be silent. That is what they're afraid of. The people who stand up and tell the reveal the truth, that Judaism is a beautiful, and we live together with Muslims, and we are thankful to Muslims, and we don't want what's happening to the Palestinians. We cry with the Palestinians suffering. That is what they're afraid of. The world will wake up.
So that was the rest of the movie. It's so beautiful, I think, to see, you know.
It's very comprehensive.
It's very comprehensive, yeah. He's one of the older individuals in this whole Nitrai Karta and their movement of anti-Zionism and anti-Israel. Right. You were going to say something. I kind of cut you off.
I was about to say that, you know, this is truth as clear and clean it can mm-hmm. be coming from a Jewish rabbi, you know. And we respect persons like him who are ready to speak up despite the fact that there are threats that they're facing, you know, in his community at large, threats, he himself. Yeah. And they're still, you know, being brave enough to come out and say the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a lesson for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. One thing he very clearly says there is mm-hmm. that we lived side by side with mm-hmm. Muslims in different parts of the world, right?
Yeah.
And we did not face any problems.
Right.
Right? This is a question that I would like to, even before watching this, I was going to bring this up, you know, in the context of Jewish people,
sure.
that when is it that the Muslims in any part of the world have gone out and blatantly and brazenly oppressed the Jewish people just because they are Jewish out of the religious hatred,
sure.
right? Muslims, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because this is not what Islam preaches us, right?
And on the other hand, you look at Western Europe, I don't know if you're going to bring that in, but
go ahead.
It's Western Europe who has their hands bloody with the blood of the Jews.
Exactly.
You know, the Protestant Christianity, I would challenge people to go and look at some of the things that Martin Luther, who is the establisher of Protestantism, right? What he has said mm-hmm. about Jews, as well as, you know, the Catholic Church and its tarnishes and the Inquisition, which you talked about,
right.
Spanish Inquisition based upon Catholicism and how they went in search. So their hands are bloody. It's not the Muslims.
You look at this, this region of Palestine in and of itself, right? How many decades and centuries have been that, you know, Muslims and Jewish people are living side by side, and even Christians,
even
people of other faiths and denominations, right? This whole ideology, the political ideology of Zionism, needs to be understood. Mm. And I would recommend to the viewers, inshallah, if you have time, there is a series that I know of and I watched. It's called the Project Zionism, right? Mm. It is available on purestream-media.com. You can go and watch it there, download it from there, or shiatv.net, right?
Sure.
Okay. This goes over a lot of the things that we're talking about in comparatively relatively longer time span, right? It's like a documentary, right? Mm. It has about 26 or 28 episodes.
Wow.
It will give you a good insight into what Zionism is all about. How do we define Zionism, how it's different from Jewish people, and Jewish rabbis have disowned it and they have actually segregated and separated from this political ideology because they're religion, you know, as they claim it.
Sure.
And also how the Zionists are in the violation of Torah, something that the rabbi
clearly
brought up,
said,
right?
Yeah.
So if a denomination is going against its own code of conduct based on its own holy book, right? What do you make of that person?
Yeah,
so if we say that there are Muslims who live in violation of the direct commands of
the
Allah
Quran,
subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, what good they
are? That's
for,
not a Muslim.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not a Muslim.
Yeah.
Muslim is someone who submits to the will of Allah.
Yeah, who
right?
follows the commandments of God.
So if you're Jewish, you know, at least follow your own book, the Old Testament, the Torah, right?
Well, then they can't kill, they can't slaughter, they can't steal, they can't oppress.
Exactly, right?
You know, and then their whole plan goes up in the air.
So again, you know, they're using religion, the mask of religion, the mask of Judaism, to kind of immune themselves and provide themselves this sort of a soft corner in the eyes of the people of the world while they carry out genocide of the Palestinian people, while they go around on killing spree, right? And again, I keep saying it, it's not the first time. It's a 75 years of history.
Yeah.
It's not just now that they're doing what they're doing to Gaza.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to, and we need to understand what Zionism is and how and why Shahid Abbas Mousavi, for instance, he said that it's a cancerous tumor.
Mm.
Right? Why did he say that it's a cancerous tumor? Mm. What is the expansionist policy of the Zionist regime and the very nature of the Zionist regime?
Mm. And we're seeing it right now, right? They're finishing off Gaza.
Exactly.
You know, one individual after the other, one square meter after the other. They're just taking it over until everybody's
there. And how resistance to stop these criminals, these war criminals, right?
Yeah.
How important it is for the world to stop it.
Yeah.
Because the world governments, like we talked before, they're not going to be able to stand up against America and UK and yeah. France and Germany, right? Mm. Mm. At the end of the day, it is the people who have to do something about it. You have to go out and pressurize your governments. Right now, you look around in the world, you know, any genuine effort that is being made in support of the Palestinians, the oppressed Palestinians, is by the people, number one. Mm. And number two, you look at the world governments, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yeah, everybody else seems to be silent.
You know, or there are some,
at least
you know,
governmental levels.
There's some statements, you know, floating around.
Hollow statements, you know,
some
because
foreign minister says this, and there's no serious effort being made by any world government other than the Islamic Republic of Iran, which keeps pushing that these people need to be defended, the innocent Palestinians need to be defended, right? So this is where the people of the world, your power comes into play.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make it happen. Pressurize your governments, right?
Right.
You are the ones who are responsible to giving them the due pressure.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Thank you so much, Sheikh Ali. That's about all the time we have until another reaction time. We will have you soon.
And there were some other good points that we
unfortunately ran out of time. The video clip was too long, actually. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. But it was a good lesson.
Alhamdulillah. No, and I was going to close the session, but, you know, I would really encourage the viewers to watch the video again, you know, because it's a good 2.5-3 minutes or so. But he covers so many different aspects, and inshallah, until another reaction time. Jazakallah, that's all the time we have. Until next time, this was Reaction Time.